USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
During a Rose Garden speech at the White House on Thursday, President Trump unveiled his immigration policy. The president says new technology will help border agents screen everything that comes through the border.
Investment in technology will ensure we scan 100% of everything coming through, curbing the flow of drugs and contraband while speeding up legal trade and commerce. It's the most heavily traded monetarily border anywhere in the world, and it's not even close.
Totally outrageous. That's how House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is responding to a White House letter rejecting demands for documents and testimony related to the Mueller report.
Says the president is above the law and Congress has no right to investigate any of the actions of the president, hold him accountable in any way.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities, or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE5W30, get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
The Trump administration could make as much as $20 billion available to farmers in a second round of assistance designed to help offset losses from China's latest retaliatory tariffs. Patty Edelberg with the National Farmers Union tells Fox News that the farmers have been especially hit hard.
It's been insane. We've had a lot of farmers, a lot more bankruptcies going on, a lot more farmer suicides. These things are highlighting many of the news stories in our local news. But we have more commodities, more grains sitting on the ground right now because we lost huge export markets. We lost export markets that we had for 30 years.
In terms of timing, the details are all still being worked out regarding when that assistance would become available. Former President Jimmy Carter is out of the hospital. A statement from the Carter Center says he will be recuperating at his home in the Plains after a hip replacement surgery. He will also be undergoing physical therapy after falling and breaking his hip earlier this week. The former president is 94 years old, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Fire officials say power lines sparked a Northern California campfire in Paradise that killed 85 people last November. USA Radio Network's Wendy King reports.
The official report by CAL FIRE says the deadly blaze was caused by the beleaguered utility Pacific Gas and Electric. Mike Muller is deputy director of CAL FIRE.
We've determined there was power equipment owned and operated by PG&E that caused the fire.
PG&E has previously acknowledged that it was the probable cause of the fire. It's estimated the financial liability could top $30 billion.
Former Major League Baseball All-Star pitcher David Cohen opens up about life lessons and mistakes he made in his new book, Full Count: The Education of a Pitcher. Cohen was a five-time All-Star and five-time World Series champion during his 17 years in the big leagues. Cohen also shares what it was like back in 1999 when he had a perfect game against the Montreal Expos.
Well, nobody wants to talk to you. You know, when you have a perfect game, the superstitions, nobody will look at you, nobody will talk to you. So I went up into the clubhouse at Yankee Stadium, and I looked myself in the mirror. I went into the bathroom, put my hands on the sink, and had that proverbial talk in the mirror with myself. And it was good angel, bad angel. It was you can do this, positive thinking. There was don't blow it. You know, this is your last chance. So it was a remarkable meeting. I've never done that before. And, I tell about it in the book.
Cohen also tells Fox News that no doubt that was the highlight of his career. Please remember, you can find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.